This is Adava Roy, the Ag and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report.
Voles are small mammals that live throughout Kansas. Sometimes they are referred to as meadow mice. Voles are compact rodents with short tails about an inch long, stocky bodies, big heads, and short legs. Their eyes are small and ears are partially hidden. They are usually brown or gray, but coloration can vary widely. Three species of voles can be found throughout the state. Woodland vole, meadow vole, and prairie voles are all found in Kansas. Voles are small, weighing 1 to 2 ounces when fully grown. Overall body length varies from 3 to 5.5 inches for the woodland vole to about 4.5 to 7 inches for meadow and prairie voles. Voles play an important role in the food chain. They provide a major part of the diet for many predators, including coyotes, hawks, owls, foxes, and snakes. The mortality rate for voles is high. Life expectancy in the wild often does not exceed 2 months, and few live longer than 16 months. However, voles are prolific animals. The breeding season for all voles encompasses most of the year. Although peaks occur in the spring and fall, meadow and prairie voles normally have 5 to 10 litters per year, with an average litter size of 3 to 5 young. Woodland voles are not as prolific, averaging 1 to 6 litters a year and a litter size of 2 to 4 young. Large population fluctuations are characteristic of voles. Population peaks occur about every 3 to 4 years. These are not regular cycles and do not usually involve spectacular population explosions. Occasionally, populations swell for about a year before declining. Several factors contribute to the potential for dramatic population growth. Voles do not hibernate but remain active throughout the year. Females become reproductively active at a young age of 35 to 40 days. Voles can give birth to a litter of 3 to 6 young every 21 days after the young of the first litter are weaned. If the habitat provides protection from predators and high protein food sources exist, populations can reach devastating levels in a short time. Vegetation higher than 6 inches, snow cover, brush piles, leaves, and low-hanging limbs all provide excellent habitat protection. If there is good cover and high-quality food available during the population growth period, predators cannot keep up and economic damage can occur.
From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension Report.